Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's just a fruit fly. Some call it the vinegar fly, but it's been showing up in recent years in Kentucky, and it is now becoming a factor to deal with for small fruit producers.
The spotted wing Drosophila is an invasive pest. We've had it the last 5 years or so here in Kentucky. And, well, since it's been here, we've been monitoring for it. And while each year it has expanded across the state, the one thing that we've seen over time is that it's been getting active earlier and earlier. This year, we actually found some activity in May, which was a first.
UK entomologist Rick Besson has developed a social media system connected to volunteer statewide monitoring efforts with the pest, and that has proven valuable in understanding when and where the Drosophila is active and impacting fruit.
For example, June-bearing strawberries, the harvest was completed before the insect actually became active. In the first few years, blueberry harvests were completed before the insect became active. It was really the first few years a serious pest of blackberries, fall raspberries, and grapes.
For producers or anyone to follow their tracking efforts, just go to Facebook and Swedinky, that's SWD for spotted wing Drosophila, INKY, Swedinky. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
In short, Rick Besson says the spotted wing Drosophila is a game changer and that producers of small fruit will want to monitor its activities.
I say it's a game changer because in the past, you know, a lot of people growing these small fruit crops really didn't have to do much about insects. We had a lot of people that, you know, they would never spray their blueberries with an insecticide. It's a game changer. Now we have an insect. It is a threat. It needs to be managed, not necessarily sprayed, but you need to be monitoring for it and being prepared to react to it if necessary. So it's not game over, but it does make producers step up their game quite a bit.
He says there are conventional and organic products for use, but monitor first to avoid unnecessary applications. On Facebook, check out Swedinky, SWDINKY. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.